Okay, let's begin. Kiddushin daf ayin gimel, and we are on ayin beis amud beis in Perek Asara Yuchsin of Meseches Kiddushin. We ended off discussing the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Let's read it again, because it is a fundamental machlokas. Tana Rabbanan, about 10 lines up from the bottom, on ayin beis amud beis. Mamzeri v'nesinei tahorim la'asilav v'odever Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that la'asilava, when Mashiach comes, he will come and be mitaher mamzerim and nesinim. Right, the ones without yichus, without proper yichus. Rabbi Meir Omer ain't tahorim. Meir says no way. They're not becoming tar. How could you say they're becoming tar? Amr lo Rabbi Yossi v'alokva ne'amar. What do you mean? Yecheskel tells us v'zarakti aleichem ma'im tahorim utahartem. Right, I'm gonna sprinkle the purifying waters on you. I'm a Rabbi Meir. Kshu Omer mikol tumoseichem, and mikol giluleichem, v'lom and amamzeris. Right, he's gonna get rid of tuma and avodah zara. That's tame, but not get rid of mamzeris. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Kshu Omer atareschem, avi Omer af min hamamzeris. So there is a machlokas tanoim. What is going to happen in the future? We did mention an important. First of all, the Tosfos Rashi here asks the great question of lamai nafkamina. Like, why are we having a machlokas about what's going to be in the future? And we're going to try to figure out who's right. Right? What do you have to know? Right? As the Gemara asks elsewhere, hilchasa l'mashicha. Right? You have to know the halacha bizman ha-mashiach. What's there? So the Tosfos Rashi tries to figure out how this is different than the other cases where the Gemara asked that question. Because here the Gemara does not ask that question. And the Gemara seems to say it's a bona fide machlokas, which we try to analyze and bring rayas to. So that's the Tosfos Rashi's discussion. But either way, within this machlokas, as we said, there's another machlokas. The Ramban holds, back on Daf Ayin Aleph, and it's quoted here by his Talmidim, that this machlokas is even by the Vadai Mamzer. Even by a Vadai Mamzer, when Mashiach comes, he's going to say, oh, you're Mutter. He's going to be Metaher, the Vadai Mamzerim. Right? That's based on how he understands the Mamzerim Medesine. That's what it sounds like if you read the Psukim. The language sounds like the Ramban, that even the Vadaim are going to be Nitar. But if you look in the Ritva, and you look in the other Rishonim, the Ran, how could that be? Mitzvahs aren't going to change. That's part of the definition of a mitzvah. A mitzvah is eternal. There's one exception to the rule, the Rambam says, in one place, and that's because the Torah itself says that it's going to change. Ari Miklat. The Torah says there's going to be a couple of more cities added on in the future. Vosif Lachem. Right, so there the Torah says so. But other than that, besides that exception, which the Rambam quotes in Hilchos, I think, Rotseach, by the laws of Ari Miklat. Besides that, there's not going to be any change. So how can you say something is going to change in the future? The halacha of Mamzer and Vade Mamzer and Safik Mamzer. So that's why the Ran and the Ritva and the Rosh, they all say no, the machlokas is only by a Mamzer Sheinu Yadua. That's what's going, he's going to be Metaher. But Mamzer Vadai, he's not going to be Metaher. And what would the Ramban answer back? You don't need Eliyahu Navi to do that, because by a Safik Mamzer, he's tar even today. Even Bizman Azeh, Safik Mamzer, not Vade Mamzer, as we're going to have again, Be'ez Hashem, today, and as we had earlier. So back and forth, Machlokas, we've shown him what Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be. I just saw in the Nitzotzei Or, which is the one volume of Reuven Margolis on Shas. So all you need is one volume, and you get through all of Shas. He has a comment on every other daf in Shas. So he quotes, according to the Ramban, but even according to others, what's the mechanism that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to use? Because after all, let's say you're Matayer, but he can't just use Nevuah to change the reality. Right? He can't, let's say, especially according to the Ramban, mitzvahs aren't going to change. So how are the Rabbanon of that time, how is Eliyahu HaNavi and his Bezdin, Melech HaMashiach, going to be Matayer the Mamzerim? L'chor ha'mafli, eich yitachen lomar, kacha, vein zeu yisod hadas, ki atara lo tishtaneh, veich efshar shemamzer yituhar. That's the question. So he says, well, I'll tell you. The Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, and we have a principle called Afkinu Rabbanon LeKedushin Minei. If you ever mafkia Kedushin, so then there's no more Mamzerim. So the Rabbanon at that time will have that power. Right? The whole Shaila is, what's the motivation when they would do it? But for whatever reason, the motivation is going to be to be Matar Mamzerim. That's the mechanism. He says, Tafkidei Bezdin HaGadol Hevesi Sham Afkur Rabbanon LeKedushin Minei Vochachti Ki HaKoach HaZeh Nimsar LeGdolei HaDoros. Look in the Rashba and the Rush. Aval B'tzedek Meir Maram Al Shaker V'i Efshar Limsar Koach HaZeh B'yad Kol Bezdin Prati. Right, we don't have that power every Bezdin. Shadei Zeti Yatora Kehar Beitoros Ulam Kishayofia Ruach Mimarom V'yisad Bezdin Rashi LeKol Yisrael. when we have one bezdin, which we daven for, as tia le bezdin klali ze gama koach lavkos kiddush lemafreya. V'yaz yuchlu mamzerim litar al pi haTorah. Right, the Vzeos Yergishu by Yavamas Bemtes, there's an Hidgishu. In Yavamas Bemtes, it says they found the Megillas Yuchsin, which said, Ish Ploni Mamzer Me'eshes Ish, Dachku Verashmu Pshepsalos Ploni Mamzeris, and he continues. But he says that that's what one of the jobs that the Bezdin in the future is going to do. That's the mechanism how they're going to be Mitar the Mamzerim. They will be Mafkia the Kiddushin from before, and therefore there won't be any Mamzeris issues. It'll go back to the original Kiddushin. Go back to the original Kiddushin and be able to be Mitar. That's what he says the mechanism is going to be. Because again, how can you change? If somebody's a Mamzer, how can he be un-Mamzered? Right? How can it's not like a refuah, like the midrashim that talk about that all the Klaisel were healed at Har Sinai and nobody was sick anymore. Because the sickness, okay, a Kaddish Baruch Hu can be rofe, but if somebody has a halachic status, how do you change that? You have one of two ways. Either say the halacha changes, but that doesn't work. Meaning he's a mamzer, but he's mutter to marry bakal. But that's very difficult to say because that would be the halacha and the mitzvah's changing. The other way to do it is to make him not a mamzer. How do you make him not a mamzer? So that's what Rebuvir Magala suggests is based on Afke Inu. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Bishlama, the Rabbi Meir, Hainu Tosiv, V'yashav Mamzer Ba'ashdod, Kodesh Rabbi Meir, the Pasuk in Zechariah says that the Mamzerim will sit by themselves in Ashdod. Right, according to Rabbi Meir, right, he says Eliyahu Navi is not going to be Metaher, and therefore you see that they're still called Mamzer, and they're sitting by themselves. Elal Rabbi Yossi, my v'yashav Mamzer Ba'ashdod, but according to Rabbi Yossi, what's the pshat? So again, let's think about the machlokas Rishonim we just had. According to the Rambani on the Sienna's question, well, because he says even the Vanei Mamzerim are going to be Nitar. So they're going to be Nitar, so there's nobody left. Bishlama, where are the Mamzerim in the future? Rav Yashav Mamzer Ba'ashdod. Right, that's the kasha according to the Ramban. Right, but according to the other Rishonim, it's a little more difficult. The Ran says, according to us, he's only going to be Mitaher, Suffing Mamzerim, not Vade Mamzerim. So why can't this be talking about the Vade Mamzerim? Rav Yashav Mamzer Ba'ashdod, right? So why can't why isn't that upshot of the pasuk? So the Ran says maybe that would be pashut. That would be obvious. Why would the pasuk be telling me that? Obviously, the halacha and the mitzias doesn't change. So either way, the question works out a little better according to the Ramban. But says the Gemara, the answer is maybe the pasuk is not referring to mamzer literally. Kidem targim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef says matargim Yasvin b'nei Yisrael ruchsin. Really, the pasuk is talking about mamzer from the word zar. From the word stranger. For all of centuries and for history, we were always strangers, and at that time, we're not going to be strangers anymore. Right? What is it talking about? The Jews. Yasin Beis Yisrael Ruchsin. We will sit Ruchsin means in safe and security. Right? Bei Ana Rochitz, we say in Baruch Shemei. Rochitz is, I rely on him. I feel secure. See, the same word. Ba'arahon tahavi damu ba'al v'nachron. In the land that they used to be Nachron in. They used to be, Zarim in. And that's what the pasuk is referring to. Nothing to do with the literal Mamzer. Right? And whenever Rav Yosef quotes a Targum, and interesting to mention the Machlokas Rishonim, why is Rav Yosef the Baki in Targum? Tosis at the beginning of Baba Kama says, not because he was blind, and therefore, Dvarim Shebechsav Yetar Shalom and Alpeh. And that's why he always said the Targum, because he wasn't allowed to read Dvarim Shebechsav. Tosva says that's not the reason. The reason is because he was a Baki. He was a Baki in the Targumim, because that Isser of Dvarim Shebechsav would not have applied, he said to Rav Yosef in that case. Good. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yosef. And this is what the Tosva Rush is bothered by. Not only there's a machlokas, so often there's a machlokas about the future, but that the Gemara paskins that, like how Rav Yosef, like, why do we have to know that? Amar of Yosef, Elav to Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yosef, were it not for that statement, Havi Asi Eliyahu, Mafik Minon, Tzavrani Kolarin. Right, were it not for the fact that we paskin, like Rav Yosef, when Eliyahu Navi would come, he would take out from us, Mafik Minon, chains and shackles of people, meaning all the Mamzerim, would have to be led away and separated, right, without the Shmuel paskining. What's fascinating about that line of the Gemara? What Eliyahu Navi, it sounds like, is held hostage, no pun intended on that line of shackles, right, held hostage to the halacha. Once Shmuel passes the halacha like Rav Yosef, then Eliyahu Navi knows what to do. Right? We determine what Eliyahu HaNavi does. Right? This is a thought that comes up many times from Moshe Feinstein and many others in the sugyas of Eilav Eilav Divri Elokim Chayim. And even the Gemara that we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara of Baba Metzia, that once the Rabbanan in Olam Hazed decides something, that even Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is held to that standard of halacha, right? The Gemara about Rabbi Nachmani, about Tar, Yatsa Nishmasra Batar, but that's what this line says. Sure, the Gemara says, were it not the fact that we pass the Gribio, see Elio and Navi would act differently. Just to read Rav Moshe. In the Hakdama, to the Igris Moshe, Rav Moshe writes, there he talks about his the idea of two types of MS. Two levels of MS, where Moshe talks about MS La Amita and MS La Hora'a. Ramosha there, Kedaka Bakodesh writes, I don't know why I'm writing the Sefer, why people want me to write it, who am I to write a Sefer in Halacha, but you know what, I'm asked questions, and people are encouraging me, so I'm going to do it, but I might be wrong, you know, so what am I supposed to do? But Ramosha says, look, I know that there are different levels of truth, and even if I wasn't Zochet to come to the ultimate truth, what he calls Emes La'amita, but the truth that is based on a posek that spends years of studying and Bekovid Rosh, so B'yir Shemayim decides what the halacha should be, that's also a level of truth. Even if he doesn't get to the truth Shamaimi, that is also Emes La'hora'a, as he calls. Even though our generation's rabbis would not be considered Higiyah Lahora 500 years ago, or even 100 years ago maybe, still, we have to paskin lo bashamayimi. And he continues with his beautiful thought, and then he says, and this part is not as well known, but he gives an unbelievable pshat to the Gemara Menachos, Daf Chavtes. Now the Gemara says there, well, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, B'Shah Shalom, Moshe Lamaro, Matsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshi V'Koser K'sarim La'osios. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, sewing the letters, sewing the crowns to the letters, the tagin that we have. He says to Hashem, what are you doing? But the language used is, Amar Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Ma'akev Al Yadcha. Who's holding you back? Who's holding you back? So Amar Lo Adam Echad Yeish, there's a man later in history, V'Yakiva Ben Yosef Shmo, She'asid Lidrosh Akal Kos V'Kos Tili V'Tilim Shal Alachas. He's going to darshan piles and mountains of alachas from every tongue. And the Gemara continues and says, what is, I see him, show me his end, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him that he is one of the Sararugei Malchus. Moshe says, Zutar V'Zuschara. Hashem says, you don't understand. And you can't understand, and he goes to the back of the room, he doesn't understand something, and then one of the Rabbi Akiva says, Halach Moshe B'Sinai. And then he has Nechama. Okay, that's a great Gemara. But either way, ask for Moshe, what's the language of Mima Akev Al Yadcha? Who's holding you back? What does that mean, who's holding you back? And it's Akiva who's going to darshan halachas. Says Ramoshe, the point is that Mima Akev is like, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara Bar Metzia, is held to the standard of the halacha that the rabbis decide based on darshaning the Torah. That's why Hashem created the Torah, not Emes Shamaimi. That's another level. But we act in the world based on what we decide. And that's the sugya, the other Gemara Bar Metzia, about Rabbi Lazar, Lo Bashamaimi, of Taner Shalach Noi, that he did all the miracles, but that doesn't change the Psak. And therefore, even Eliyahu HaNavi, as our Gemara says, is Mishubad and has to follow the Halacha as decided by the Chachmei, HaMesara. Yes, Tishbi Yataretz Kushis Vabayos, Teku, he's going to then be able to Paskin also. Because as we mentioned in the past from Reb Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev, that there's a difference between Eliyahu HaNavi and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Teku and not Meku, because Eliyahu HaNavi never died, and he would be able to paskin, unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, who's not involved in the world anymore. But who the halacha is like, so that has rules, and that's what Shmuel paskined, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's continue. Tanur Rabbanan, third line for the bottom. Now let's get back to some halachos of Yichus, right? As we said, this is what this parak is about. Who's allowed to marry who? So we have the general rules of in the first Mishnah, and now we have a machlokas that was referred to earlier. Tanur Rabbanan, ger nosi mamzeres. Can a convert marry a mamzeres? Is a convert considered kahal Yisrael in the full sense? So Rabbi Yossi says yes. Ger nosi mamzeres, divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ger lo isa mamzeres. Rabbi Yehuda says no. A ger cannot mami mamzeres. Echad ger, echad geved meshuchrar, v'chalol, mutarim bekohenes. But anyone can marry a kohenes, a bas kohen, right? Anyone, even a ger, even a meshuchrar or a chalal. Not a mamzer, that's an issa daraisa for all Jews. But a chalal, there's no problem, there's an issa for a kohen to marry a chalala. But a chalal can marry a bas kohen, and a bas kohen could also marry a ger, even though the opposite is not true. A kohen cannot marry a gioris. But in this regard, it is true. My time at Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres? Chamisha kahal iksivi. Because there are five, as Rashi explains, extra phrases of the word kahal, kahal Hashem in the psukim. And we darshan from there the following five kehilos. Chal kohanim want to tell me that they can't marry a kohen. Right? Rashi goes through all of them on the top. Also, want to tell me, Kohanim, v'chad l'Leviim, v'chad l'Yisraelim, right? These are all to teach me that Mamzerim cannot marry a Kohen, a Levi, a Yisrael, v'chad, and the fourth call, l'mishri Mamzer b'shtuki, to allow a Mamzer to marry a shtuki who is a Suffolk Mamzer. Right, shtuki is, you don't know who the father is. You know who the mother is, but you don't know who the father is. So the Torah goes out of its way to say, we'll get to the exact drasha. Beis Hashem, the Gemara is going to mention in a minute, but that's the fourth call. V'chad l'mishri, shtuki b'Yisrael. And want to allow a shtuki to marry a Yisrael. Again, as we'll see the drasha soon. And what's left after those are used up? Kahal gerim lo ikri kahal. So ger is not included. You don't have an extra call to include gerim. And therefore, they are not considered kahal. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Right? There is no extra pasuk to include gerim as part of kahal Yisrael in a halachic sense. Obviously, they are b'nei Yisrael. And they're chayiv in all mitzvos. But this, regarding yichus, this requires a special makar. For Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Couple of suggestions. 3 days in the Gemara. What's the source for Rabbi Yehuda? That a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. Number one, we double up one of the earlier sources. You don't need a separate call for each one. Number one, kohanim leviim ichad kol nafki. Maybe the first two, kohanim leviim, could double up. So eiter leila kahal gerim. So you have one kahal left over to teach me that also gerim are considered kahal Yisrael, and therefore they cannot marry a mamzeres. That's an interesting machlokas then. Whether kohanim and leviim can be learned out from the same pasuk. You might say, oh, it's just a technical limud, but you also might say, no, maybe this is about the relationship between kohanim and leviim. Kohanim, they're from the same Shevet, they're from Levi, but how much do Kohanim, are they different? They are qualitatively different, but how much it relates to this drasha. V'bayisema, second try. Hachanami trei kahali ninu. Right here too, there's an extra one. Mamzer b'shtuki, b'shtuki b'Yisrael, michad kahal nafka. Then you team up the last two in the list. Lo yava mamzer b'kahal Hashem. What's the drasha now? Now we have the drasha. A mamzer is not allowed to marry into the kahal Hashem. Mamzer vadai hu delo yavo. A vadai mamzer is not allowed to marry into the kahal Hashem. Ha mamzer safek yavo. Mamzer safek can marry into the kahal Hashem. B'kahal vadai hu delo yavo. A mamzer vadai is not allowed to come into kahal vadai. Ha b'kahal safek yavo. B'kahal safek he can. Meaning, you might say, how could an asufi take a chance? They're Suffolk kosher. The answer is, that's a special din, that a mamzer vadai is only usher to marry somebody who's vadai bakal, but somebody who's Suffolk bakal is allowed. Number two. We'll get back to that. There's an important discussion on that, but let's just do number three first. Viva Yaseima, Haninami Trei Kali Ninu. There's another drush of a time made Rabbi Yehuda Mehacha. Hakahol Chuka Achas Lachem Velager Hagor. Pasuk in Shlach, where the pasuk connects, right, the kahal of gerim and the kahal of lachem. So you see, the gerim are compared to lachem. So that's the makar for the fact that gerim are considered kahal and they're asar b'mamzerim. Ula Rabbi Yossi, chuka achas hifsik ha'inyan. The phrase chuka achas is mafsik from the word hakahal to the word ger, and therefore it is separated, and I'm allowed to hold, says Rabbi Yossi, that a ger can marry a mamzeres. Finishing up, echad ger, v'echad ev'mishuchra v'chalol, mutarin b'kohenes, Right? So that last line, why could a Bas Kohen marry all of these people? Messiah le Rav, Dam Rav Yudam Arav, Lohusaru, Kesheros lehinase lepsulim. The Bas Kohen are not Musaros, they're not usher to marry any of the Psulim, even though the opposite is not true. A Kohen is usher to marry all of these parallel women, a Chalala and a Gioras v'chulu, but the doesn't go in both directions. Period. Okay, let's stop there for a moment or two. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in this machlokas. What are we paskin about? A ger and a mamzeres. Shulchan Aruch and Evan and Ezer. Simen Dalid. That's where all of the this whole parak is in that simen. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ger ve'evan meshuchrar mutarim b'mamzeres. Right? We paskin a ger is mutter to marry mamzeres. V'chein mamzer mutter b'giores. The opposite. Ubimishukraris, Mishum to Kalgeirim Luikri Kal. Right, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris. Via filu.
The child is a mamzer,
yes, but it's mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch. Via filu haisa haraso vale daso bikdusha. Kagon shaya aviv ger, vinasa giores. Afilu hachi mutter ba mamzeris. Dafka yudoros, we'll get to this question later on. How long is he considered a mishpachas gerim? You know, how long, if the parents are gerim, so the child is also allowed, so we'll have to see that. There's a chiddush of the Chelkas Mechokek here, right on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, in the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel on the outside of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, yes, mutter b'mamzeres, but it's not a good idea. And not just not a good idea, the Beis Shmuel says, v'nirli demutter hainu mitzad mamzeres ein iser, avo mikomakom Aser laharbos mamzerim, kibanav he mamzerim, v'shivcha asura lager, tahu muzer akala mitzvos, says the Beis Shmuel. It's mutter, yes. It's muzer alts, the iser of mamzeris. But regarding the idea of being marba mamzerim be Yisrael, one shouldn't do it. One shouldn't do it. That's the Beis Shmuel. Me, when he says about, talks about other cases, that is the Beis Shmuel. Related to this is a line of the Menachas Chinuch. A line that we don't always quote. We've quoted in the past, and recently we quoted about whether, right, the halacha is that one is yotze the mitzvah of a puravu by having a mamzer. Rechmana litzlan. Right? Let's say somebody, even if it's not usser, let's say a mamzer marries a mamzeres. So having a mamzer, they're yotze the mitzvah of puravu. But the Menachas Chinuch, regarding that, discusses how could it be if you violate an isser and you're doing an aver mitzvah about aver? We discussed that a couple of days ago. But what about the ikker din of a mamzer? Is a mamzer chayv in puravu? So the answer is yes. A mamzer is chayv in the mitzvah of puravu. But that's what we think. That's what we assume. But the Minchas Chinuch towards the end of mitzvah aleph, Sivchav Beis, he quotes the Safeg of the Prima Gadim, whether Psule Kahal are Chayiv in Puravu, and he says, Pashtus, they should be, because you don't find a Mamzer being Pater from any other mitzvah. But then the Menchas Chinuch, Lushitaso, just like he asks the problem earlier about the mitzvah Baba Veir and Bimar B'Psulim, he asks the same question here. Ach Mikol Makom Tzarechiyin, shades of our Beis Shmuel. Kivan demar bepsulim biYisrael heich titzaveyu torasenu hakdosha shedurachecha darche noam laholid banim amzerim vim yiulo banim mishivcha. And if you want to marry the shivcha case, so it's not pruvu anyway because the kid goes after her and she's a non-Jewish v'chulu, like her in the Ritarfin case. But he says eich shayach lomar shemitzuba bepruvu. That's the question. Who are you going to marry? You marry a Jew, the kids are going to be amzerim. You marry a goy, a shivcha, in the case of Rabbi Tarfon, the kids aren't going to be yours anyway. So there's no puravu. So he just leaves it b'sarachian, even though he assumes that's the case. But that's relating to our Beis Shmuel, who says that even if it's mutter, it is not a good idea, even halachically. What is the action on this daf? The action on these lines that we just read is the Rashba right here. The Rashba here references the machlokas that he has with the Rambam. That is one of the biggest sugis in all of Shas. And that is, we know there's a principle called Safik Daraisa Lachumra. Safik Daraisa, you have to be Machmir. Right? And that's what we assume. Right? You're not sure if something is Usr, you're not sure. Many examples. Safik Daraisa Lachumra. The Rambam holds that din itself is an Issa Durabanan. On a Daraisa level, Safik Daraisa Lakula. Midrabanan were machmir. That's the Rambam Shita in Ilchus Tumas Meis. The Rambam does not explain where he got that halacha from. What's his source for that? There's no medrash that we're aware of that says that explicitly. So one of the suggestions, the Rashba says, one of the suggestions is our Gemara. Our Gemara, the Makar, the Gemara says, the Drasha, Safek Mamzer is Mutter. How do you say Safek Mamzer is Mutter Midaraisa?
Right? That's what the Rambam, that's what we paskin. The Rambam says, that's a makar, savek daraisa is the kula. There you have it. What are the other, what does the Rashba say? Of course not! That's, you need a pasik because that's an exception to the rule. That's an exception to the rule. That's not, you don't learn from there, right? It's a, maybe it's even shnik suvan abank echad, like if you have two kahals. But that's the Rashba's comment right here. The Rambam probably has this as his makar, but I think it is wrong. That's the Rashba. The Rashba writes about this at length in Torah Sabayis, in his Sefer on other topics, on Yaradeya, in Isurim. But he says, Mikan, he's guessing. He doesn't know for sure. But Mikan, dikdek HaRambam, b'tshuva she, I'm sorry, actually he quotes the, sorry, he quotes a tshuva. I shouldn't say he's guessing, I take it back. He quotes a tshuva, which we don't have, d'chiyam, which might, the Rambam might have said it b'feirish, d'chiyam rinan ba'alma, svegedo, but he might only be quoting the Shita. The source might not be there, right? The Amrina ba'alma sveka daraisa lechumra derabanan he dimi daraisa lasa Torah el havadai. The Rambam writes that in Hilchas Tumas Meis, beferish in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis. The Kashali too many has many questions on it. What is the strongest question that the Rashba has on the Rambam? And this is, by the way, is the discussion of Shmaitza Aleph, the first of the Shmaitzes. This is Shmaitza Aleph. Again, this is one of the meaty sugyas. The question is the concept of carbon ashem talui. We know that if you're not sure if you did an avera, that if you did for sure, you'd be chayav achatas. So you bring a carbon ashem talui. If you might have done it. So I asked the Rashba, how can you be chayav a carbon d'araisa if really savik d'araisa is lakula? That is the Rashba's kasha. He does not answer it. So a lot of the ink that has been spilled is trying to answer that question on the Rambam. Right? How is it that you'd go lakula and still be chayiv a carbon? So there are all different types of suggestions given. The Rashba himself gives a suggestion, which he says, for the Rambam, and that's what many achronim say, the Shmaitza says this, there's a difference in asham talui, whether ikva isura or lo ikva isura. Right? When do you bring an asham talui? There's a machlokas. What if you ate a piece of meat, you're not sure if it was kosher or not? Right? Or you have one piece of meat. Right, Savi Daraisa L'chumra. Do you have to be machmer there? So one of the deos in the Gemara, in Krisus, is that you only say that L'chumra, you only bring Chayv and Hashem Talui if Ikva Isura, there are two pieces of meat, one kosher, one non-kosher, and you ate one of them. The Isra's there, you're just not sure what you did. But if there's only one piece and you're not sure if it's Asur or not, you don't bring a carbon then, in that case. So maybe the Rambam would say, when do I say my case? Savi Daraisa L'kula, that's only if Lo Ikva Isura, but if it's Ikva Isura, I would agree. That's one answer. Or the other, another answer given is that, and this the Rav Shimon Shkup says this, when we say Savik Daraisa Lakula, is that Lakula Batoras Vadai, or is that Lakula Batoras Safik? Right, that is a question. So maybe we only say Lakula Batoras Safik. It's not Batoras Vadai. Meaning, Klape Shmaya, Hashem knows whether it's us or not. We are allowed to be Mako Batoras Safik. But maybe it's us. Maybe Mitzad Hashem, I don't have to. I could be Mako, but Mitzad Hashem knows. So I have to just make sure. I have to bring a carbon. If it's relating to carbonos, I have to bring a carbon just to make sure that I cover myself in terms of kapara. Because Mitzad Hashem, it might be a problem. That is one of the suggestions given by the Achronim. And others, the probably the most MS answer is what the Rambam himself says. Right, we have, if you look in the old Rambams, not old, meaning pre-Frankel Rambams, this is in parentheses, but if you look in the Frankel Rambam, he takes it out, the Rambam says himself, in that halacha, he says it beferish, that there are exceptions to the rule when you say Savay Tarayis Lechumra. For example, if you're not sure if you did Meshukah Lulav or not, you don't have to, Savay Tarayis Lekula? No, but Chiyuvah say you have to. The Rambam would agree to that. The Rambam paskins that way. But the Rambam himself says, if there's an Isser Kares, you say Savay Daraisa L'chumra Midaraisa. Our Girsa of the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says, I found a Girsa that says that. We have that Girsa. The Kesef Mishnah there in Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam says, V'yafal Pikein, after he says his Shita of Savay Daraisa L'kula Midaraisa, he says, V'yafal Pikein, Dabar Shachayavin Al Zdono Kares, Sveiko Aser Min HaTorah, Shahari Ha'osa Oso Chayav Basham Tali. The Rashba obviously did not have this Girsa in the Rambam. That's why he asked it as a Kasha. But the Rambam himself says Beferish that it would be, he would agree that that would be Aser Daraisa. Unless you say the Rashba had it, then he was just bothered by the Svara. If you say Savet Daraisa Lakula, why should he be Mechalik? Which the Rambam would say, Yisurei Krisas are more Chamor. But this is one of the major Gemaras that are discussed, because this Gemara says a case of Safek Doraisa Lakula based on a Pasuk. So is this a model, or is this an exception? The other Gemara that is discussed is also in Kiddushin, which we had back at the end of the first parak, when we had Safek Arla B'chutz La'aretz. And we discussed there, is that a minhag or is that a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? But that could be another example of a din d'oraisa, that its safek is mutter. Those are two examples. Are those exceptions to the rule, or are those models for to be learned from? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara right in the middle. Darash Reb Zera ben Mechuza, ger mutter ben mamzeres. Reb Zera got up in Mechuza to give a shir. In Mechuza there were a lot of gerim. And he got up and said, a ger is mutter ben mamzeres. Right, which means kahal, which is what we paskin, that a ger is not kahal, is not considered kahal. Ragmu kolei avo besrogayu. All of a sudden, they all got their esrogim and they threw their esrogim at him. Right, they were very upset. How can you say that we're not kahal gerim? So amar kahal Yisrael. Right, Rashi says here with the Rashi. Rashi says that they tried to start the last couple of skinny lines. Ragmu koleyama shahayu sham gerim harbe v'hukshu lahem sha'amar kal gerim loik rikol. It's very difficult. They don't want to hear it. But that's Rashi. If you look in the Makne, now the Makne says, why dafke esrogim? What does that have to do with everything? So we know, you know, the dal and minim are all types of Jews together. So maybe the lulav and the hadasim and the aravos, those symbolize, he quotes sources about the Yehudim and the esrog is gerim, and, you know, that's why the dafka took the ger. You say we're separated, so that's why they got upset. He goes another suggestion, which we're not going to get into now. Feel free to look at it, about gematria, about ger, and this and that, like the whole kahal, all the whole gematria, including the kolel off by one, but that's over there. Anyway, so Rava makes this drasha. Reb Zera makes this drasha. Amar Rava, mi iki didarish milsa, ki hai beduchta deshrichi giorei. Could anybody give a drasha like this in a place with his gerim? Meaning you gotta teach these gerim, the halacha, but you gotta be careful how you say it. A lot of it is about the presentation. So that's why Rava says, Reb Zera made a mistake. You can't just come in and scream at people and tell them it's usur, so that they get insulted. So Rava went there himself, Darash Rava ben Mechuza. It's all about the packaging. So Rava starts off by saying, Ger mutter pa kohenes. Ger is allowed to marry a kohenes. Right, like we said, a kohen cannot marry a gioris, but a ger can marry a kohenes. So what happened? Tanua bishirai. They started giving him kavod and giving him silk clothing and carrying him around. Oh, he's the best. Rava's great. Hader darishlu, and then he says ger mutter b'mamzeres, and then he said the halach of ger mutter b'mamzeres. Amr lo af sid tala kamaisa. So that he says, they say to him, well, you blew what you said yesterday. Meaning yesterday you said something good, positive, and today you say something negative. Amr lo, he says the tavlu avdi lachu. I'm giving you the best of both worlds. What are you upset about? Ibai mehachanasif, ibai mehachanasif. You can marry whoever you want. You can marry a kohenes. You can marry a mamzeres. So it's all about the packaging of the shir. And that's why Rava was using his ability to give over Torah in that insightful way. The Hilchasa, we paskin, ger, mutter pa kohenes, umutter pa mamzeres, mutter pa kohenes, lo huzruk sheros li nasi lepsulim, as we mentioned, that the sheros are not musharos, just like, you know, Tumas Meis, right? There are many halachas that are different. And we pass like Rabbi Yossi, period. Good. Elo ain't Shtuki Kosher Makir. So we spoke in the Mishnah about Shtuki and Asufi. Shtuki, you know who the mother is, you don't know who the father is. Amar Rava, two statements now of Rava related to this, Daraisa Durabanan. Dvar Torah Shtuki Kosher. On a Daraisa level, a Shtuki, we consider, is a Kosher Jew. Why? My Taima. Let's think about the math. Rov ksherim esla. Most people in the world, man, are kosher. Rov ksherim esla. As Rashi says, on the first wide line, right? Kivan de makirim es imo, de penuyahi. Since you know the mother is a unmarried woman, rov olam ksherim esla. Why? She'ain rov mamzerim v'krovim, sha'avlad mehem mamzer. Most of the world aren't mamzerim or her relatives. V'yaf ovid kocham v'evit. Even if it's a guy, we paskin the vlad is on a mamzer. So, let's think about this. why is an asuf shtuki kasher? Midaraisa rov ksher metzla umi epsula motzla. There's a miut of men out there that would cause mamzerus. Vi'i azli inhu legaba. And if they, which is a probability, the men came to her to be with her, called it parish, meruba parish. Right? So that man was parish from the rove, so rove of the world is kasher, and therefore on a daraisa level, Heishtuki is kasher. My Amrit, what are you worried about? Dilma Azla Ihi Lagabayu. Maybe she went to them. Havile Kavua. And we have the other Shas principle of the halacha of items that are stationary. V'chol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsadami. And we know anything that is stationary you treat as 50-50. And ultimately we said, most assume this is a Xeris HaKasav, not really a Svara. But this is a Mesorah that we have this halacha. So, and that's why it should be a problem. But Vatar Amra, but the Torah says, Lo yavo mamzer, mamzer vadehu de lo yavo, ha mamzer safek yavo. Bekal vadehu de lo yavo, ha bekal safek yavo. So that's why it says Rava on a daraisa level, a shtuki is kasher, to marry in. Because you either go by rov, or you go by even safek is okay. Because that's the special din Torah. Umatam amru shtuki pasul. So why on a darabana level do we say that a shtuki should not marry a kashera? Gzeira shema yisach osam ayaviv. Since you don't know who the father is, he might end up marrying his paternal sister. Says the Gemara. So if you're worried about his marrying a kashera, so what about marrying a different shtuki? Elamayata shtuki shtukis lo yisa shema yisa achos ameyaviv. Is that better if you know if he a shtuki marries a shtukis, right? So why aren't you worried there? So the Gemara says, kol kihani mazani vaazli. What, the same man was molded all the shtukis in the city? That's hard we're not worried about that there. So Gemara says, okay, so bashtukis lo yisa. So maybe one generation down, you shouldn't be able to marry shema yisa achos ameyaviv. So Gemara says, Ella, what, lo shchicha? You're not worried about because it's not shchiach. So hachanami lo shchicha. So here too is not shchiach. So what are you nervous about? So why do you make such a drabanan? Just like you're not worried by a shtuki marrying a shtukis because it's lo shchicha. So do a shtuki marrying a kshir. Why should you have an issa drabanan? Ella, mala asu b'yuchsin. We say you're right. Really, make her a dinner should be mutter because of the rove, because of this. But you know what? We have a mila by yuchsin. Again, usually we have this principle by kohanim. Here we have it by even non-kohanim. Malach subiyuchsin by ksherim. Period. That's all Rava's statement about a shtuki. About a shtuki. The Rishonim here discussed, the Ritva here asks, why don't you say it's a svek sveka lakula? Right, why don't you say that? And that would be mutter. Maybe they came to her, and even if they didn't come to her, right, maybe it was a kusher. Right, so why don't you say it's mutter? So the Ritva and others say maybe that's what's called shem echad. It's all one question. Right, maybe there was a kosher, maybe there was a pasul. Right, so it's hard to say that's two svekos. That's in the rules of svek sveka. How did he define one? How did he define two svekos? That's also brought up here by the Rishonim. V'yamar Rava, next discussion. Dvar Torah asufi kosher. Same type of discussion. Ad asufi, you don't know who either parent is. My time, Eishas ish bebailotola. You don't know who the mother is. So here maybe you're worried that it's a married woman. Mamzeris. So Gemara says, an Eishas ish, most of the would be tola her baby on her husband. She wouldn't just like abandon the baby. My Ika. So what are you nervous about? You're not nervous about a regular Eishas ish. That's a chazaka that's not true. It's my Ika. Miut arusos. But there's an arusa who wouldn't be tola if she was ever with her husband. There's a miut of women out there that are arusos. Umiut shahalach ba'aleim lemedinas hayam. And some women whose husbands went away, but kiva diika pnuya viika nami demachmas ravonu. But there are pnuyos, and there are also women who have regular children, but because they can't support them, because there's a famine, they'll abandon them. Palga upalga, so you could treat it as 50-50. Upatara amra lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem mamzer vadehu de lo yavo ha mamzer safik yavo bekahal vadehu de lo yavo ha bekal safik yavo. So on a daraisa level, again, an asufi should be mutter. Umatam amra sufi pasul shema yisa achosam yaviv. Maybe you're worried he might marry his paternal sister. Elamayata sufi asufis lo yisa. So why can he marry an asufis shema yisa achosam bein miyaviv bein miyimo? He can marry either sister. So the Gemara says, kolhani shadi vazli. What, the same parents throw away all their babies? It'll be the same one? That's very, very not probable. So Gemara says, basa sufi lo yisa shema yisa achosam. One generation down, you should say is asur, but that, we don't find that's asur. Elo lo shchiach, hachanami lo shchiach. So why are there any limitations, midrabanan? Elo malo asu b'yuchsin. So again, we say, malo asu b'yuchsin, and therefore, you're right, me'ikir adin, it's not a problem. But we say, malo asu b'yuchsin. So for sure, after a marriage, we would not say there should be any divorce, because it's just a lechadchila, malo asu b'yuchsin. Okay, period. Amar Rav Bar Avuna. So now we're going to talk about the next couple of cases that seem to be leaning on the side of, well, this kid's not a mamzer. Even though we've just said it's only a sidur abanan, but here maybe we'd even override that. Rav Bar Avuna, matzu mal, you find a baby who had bris milah, ain bo mishum asufi. Right, he's not an asufi, even though you don't know who biologically the parents are. Why? Rashi on top. Tilav de kasher hu lo avitircha be lomim hale. If he wasn't a kasher, if he was a mamzer, they wouldn't have been mal him. So therefore, you don't have to worry that he's an asufi and he's considered a kasher. Machlokes rishonim, Rashi and Yuma discusses this. Could even a kohen marry if it was a girl? Right? Is it so far? Rashi seems to say in Yuma pedala no. Right, we don't go that far, and the Meiri seems to say yes. The Meiri's lashon here is that if you see that a bris milah was done, and it was done by a mohel, wasn't born mohel, yirolishim nimsa mohel v'nikar shebidei adam naase af beir sheyesh bagoyim done in osoki Yisrael. Right, it sounds like you treat him like a Jew. Fine. Mishalti hadame. Rashi has two deyas. We'll go with the first deya. That means, if you see the limbs have been straightened out. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about this also, that in those days when the baby was born, you had to straighten out its limbs to make sure that they are misukan. So if somebody did that, ein bo mishum asufi, also no problem, because people might have done that for their illegitimate child. Shayef mishcha umali kochla. If you see, he's smeared with oil. Mali kochla, he has this coloring under his eyes. Rami chumre, and he has this type of scents and the medicines and sweet smelling things on a necklace that he has. Tali piska, or if he has a type of petek, a kamiya, an amulet of a tali kamiya, or a different type of kamiya with sweet smelling things. Ein bo mishum asufi. Right, these are all things that you could rely on that was only done for a legitimate child, not an illegitimate child. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Is this even in an ir sharuba akum? All these, do those override that? The Gemara at the end of the first parakeh Ksubas discusses do you treat him like a Jew, depending where he's found? So that's the discussion here. Whether these override even if it's found in a mostly non-Jewish city. Tali Bedikla, if you find him hanging on a dekel tree, in a basket. Baby's in a basket hanging on a tree. If an animal would be able to reach, because you see the parent did not care about it. But if an animal would not have been able to reach it, then you assume that the parent was doing this to protect the child, and the child is legitimate. Zir desa simichta lamasa. If the child was placed in a tree that's close to the city, yesh b'mishum asufi, because the ones that were close to the city had danger in it, right? The Gemara, Rashi goes to the Gemara in Arvi Psachim. There are a lot of shadim that are in those kind of trees. So yes, b'mishum asufi. But if it's not close to the city, then it's no demons in there. Ain't b'mishum asufi. Be knishta simich to lamasa in a shul that's close to a city. V'shrichi be rabim. Ain't b'mishum asufi because people are there, and therefore there's no danger. V'imlav yesh b'mishum asufi. Fine. Amar Ameimar, Hai Peira de Sufli, if you find the baby in a big ditch, which has dates in it, where you put dates, Yesh B'mishum Asufi, because nobody's going to find the baby there, and basically the baby was abandoned. Charifta Denara, if the baby was put in a place where the river was very strong, Ein B'mishum Asufi. Why? Because you could assume that they put the baby there in order for people to find, because they know this is a very public place. Pashri, but if they're put in a place of Pashri, a place where the river goes down and boats don't go there, so yesh bo mishum asufi. So there is a problem. Tzi de rishos harabim, ein bo mishum asufi, because the baby was put there in a public enough place to be found, but not public enough place to be dangerous. So that's why Tzidi, Rishus HaRabim. Halachically, we know that's a discussion. What is that considered? Rishus HaRabim, Yesh B'Mishum HaSufi. But it's actual the street, Yesh B'Mishum HaSufi, because it is dangerous if the baby was put there. Omar Rava. Ubishnei Ravon. In a year of famine, Ein B'Mishum HaSufi. In some of these cases. right? Because you assume maybe there's a famine, the baby's legitimate, but the parents just can't feed him. Hadarava ahai, what's Rava referring to? Ilema arushas harabim, even mamish in the middle of the street, right? If it's a famine year, you could trust. I did the shani rabim kalalei. But because it's a famine year, the parents will kill the baby and put the baby in the street. Chas v'shalom. Ella atidi rishas harabim. He must be referring to tidi rishas harabim. My ayah shnei ravon, afilo below shnei ravon. But what do you mean? Tidi rishas harabim is always ain bo misha masufi. So why would shnei ravon make a difference? Ella yid my derava. Really, Rava's comment was on the following. Aha. Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barzavdi, Amar Rav, calls man shebishuk. What if there's a baby found in the marketplace, and then the parents come running and say, it's our baby? Are they trusted? So calls man shebashuk, as long as they're still in the marketplace, aviv imo ne'emanim alav, the parents are believed. Ne'esaf min hashuk, but once the baby is taken by Bezdin, it's ne'esaf, meaning asufi, ein ne'emanim alav, they are no longer believed. Why? Unless they bring proof. Maitaima amarava, hoel v'yatza alav shem asufi. What's the status of asufi? Has been established. So to undo that, one needs some type of raya to be able to undo the status of asufi. V'yamar Rava u'bishnei ravon, and on that's where Rava says in a famine year, avishnasam nashuk avivimo nemanim alav. Right, even though they're not in the marketplace anymore, the parents are believed. There's more flexibility. Period. Amar Rav Chisus. Now we get into a Gemara, which is going to continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem, in terms of ne'emanus. Right, because we're talking about ne'emanus of parents, about their child. Amar Rav Chisda, shloshe ne'emanim la'alter. There are three types of people that are ne'eman right away. Ve'elu hein, meaning immediately. Later on, they would not be believed. But they're believed for immediately. La'alter, elu hein, asufi, chaya, upoteres chavroseha. And asufi, as we've been talking about, a midwife, and we'll see what poteres chavroseha means. Asufi hada amran, number one. We have that already. That asufi, the parents are believed right away in the shuk. Right, that's the number one. Chaya to Tanya. The Brisa says, Chaya nemenes lomar, a midwife who's in the birthing room with the babies. Nemenes lomar, zeyaza rishon, vzeyaza sheni, is believed to say, which one is the bechor? Which one gets the double portion? This one came out first. Bamedra mamurim shalo yatsa v'chazer. That's only if she did not go out and come back in. Avo yatsa v'chazer in an emenes. So there you see, a chai is only believed immediately afterwards. Maybe she got confused. Maybe she didn't know if she went out. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, huchzaka al omda ne'emenes. If she's still there at the birthing school, huchzaka al omda, right, she didn't turn away her face, meaning even more limited. Ne'emenes, she's believed in lav ein ne'emenes. And if she even turned away, she's not believed. My benai, ikim benai, oda hadarapa. Nafkamina, if she turned away, but she didn't go out. Right, nafkamina, whether she's still believed or not. That's number two. Number three, poteres chavroseha mahi. What's that case? It's not the Mishnah in Maseches Nida. The Mishnah tells us, shalosh nashim shayishenos b'mita achas, v'nim sedam tachas achas achas, tachas ach, dam tachas achas mehen, kulan tameos. Three women in a bed, lying in a bed, blood is found under one of them, they're all tame. The Ritva here quotes the Gemara there that says this is only where they're moving around and their legs are all intertwined and the blood really could have come out from one of them. If they're not moving and it's clear that it came from one of them, then there's nothing to talk about. That only that one is tame. But this is a case where they're all moving around. Kbogta achas mehen v'nimseis tameya. But if one of them checks herself and she turns out to be a nida, then the others don't have to check, right? We could already assume he tameya v'kulon taharos. She's the one. She's the one. The Amar of Chizda shebatka atzma kishir veses. As long as she checks herself right away, checks her right away. So then it is. That's when she would be able to save the other women. Interesting question that's asked by the Rishonim here. How is it that right up until the point when a woman checks herself, they're all tame? How many women are here? At least three, let's say. Why isn't that considered halachically rishus harabim? Savik tuma rishus harabim speko tahar. Right, so why don't we say halachically, right? We know by Anida, what that whole halacha is learned that from Sota, not Nida, Sota, right? Why? Because Sota is only two people, right? If there are three people, so then it wouldn't be considered Sota, and therefore that's the source. For Savik Tomei Bershus Rabim Sveiko Tar, Bershus Yachat Sveiko Tamei. So he has to be shown him here. Why don't you say that this is a case of Bershus Rabim and therefore a star? So the Tosa Rosh says, well, maybe in the house, in the bed, that overrides, right, that's considered a makam stira, right, even if there are three people. Rabbeinu Peret says, interesting, you only have that principle by tumas maga, safik birshus harabim lakula, but by tuma hayotze megufa, even Safik Bereshis HaRabim is Sveiko Tameh. Right, that's an important discussion in Tumah. Or the Torah, Rabbeinu Peretz says, maybe because they're sleeping, that takes away the fact that there are three people. Different dais, but either way, that's the Gemara assumes, the Mishnah says, that they're Tameh unless proven Tahar, and it's not considered the Bereshis HaRabim to get the Heter. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll get into the more Ne'emanis issues, Bet Hashem, and all more Isser issues, and Vadai, and Tahar, and other halachas of Kohen, Bet Hashem, on tomorrow's daf.